This is Financial Wellness Radio with Rob Burnett and Lori Gross from Outlook Financial Center. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Rob and Lori provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Rob Burnett and Lori Gross on Financial Wellness Radio.
Welcome to Financial Wellness Radio with me, Rob Burnett from the Outlook Financial Center. Each week, our panel discusses topics of current interest and importance on personal finances. We strive to educate, expose, and debunk myths, and to make complex topics understandable. And we're going to try to have some fun while we're at it. So joining me in the studio today is Lori Gross, investment advisor, representative, and fiduciary leading our Troy office. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Rob.
And rounding out our panel this morning is our good friend and co-host, Mr. Tony Shore. Now, for all of our listeners, Tony is the advocate for all of our listeners. He asks the tough questions, provides the valuable insights into what our listeners want to know.
Well, I think you might be a little optimistic with the valuable insights part. I think that's more on you and Lori.
Trying to cut you some slack, Tony.
Yeah. Let's not get carried away, though. Listeners, the valuable insights will fully be coming from either Rob or Lori. I'm just going to be asking some questions that hopefully you yourselves would ask if you were interviewing Rob and Lori. But Rob and Lori, I appreciate you having me on the show and letting me be a part of all this. It is good fun.
It is good fun.
And we wouldn't want to do it without you.
Well, what are we talking about today, Rob?
Well, Tony, today we're going to talk about procrastination and retirement. I tried to put this off till next week, but Lori wouldn't let me.
Yeah, I know you've been wanting to do this show for a long time, but you kept putting it off.
Yeah, it finally caught up with me, but that's really kind of what
we caught up with him.
Yeah, exactly. But that's kind of what we want to talk about. I mean, the dictionary, Merriam-Webster, defines procrastination as intentionally putting off the doing of something that should be done. Be quiet, Lori. We've all procrastinated about something. Now, it could be simple, like doing the dishes or mowing the lawn.
Guilty.
It could be something larger, like balancing the checkbook. You ever have the people say, well, I still have checks. I can't be out of money. That's frightening.
Yeah.
Paying off debt or saving for retirement. The longer we procrastinate, the harder it can be to get started on any kind of a project, let alone actually complete it.
Yeah. Well, I know I have a couple of projects in the old workshop that I haven't gotten around to yet.
Well, you know what, Tony? You're not alone there. PsychologyToday.com mentions that procrastination often involves some level of self-deception. Imagine that, self-deception, lying to yourself.
Yeah.
And at some level, we're aware of the truth of our procrastination. So today we're going to hold a bit of an intervention. This is kind of like the intervention we did with you, Tony, months back, making you go find all your documents in your garage. Remember that one?
Yeah, in the paper sacks. Yep.
Exactly. So if you haven't started saving for retirement or haven't created a clear retirement strategy, you need to know, you need to get started. And if it's any consolation, you're not alone. When the Employee Benefit Research Institute asked workers as a part of its latest retirement confidence survey how much they had set aside for retirement, more than a third of those between the ages of 40 and 54 who answered said they had less than $25,000 saved. And more than a quarter of those 55 and older said they had less than that.
Wow. Well, at least those of us who have been procrastinating aren't alone. We've got company, right?
This is true. You know, not being alone and being comfortable are two very different things, though. It's like that old saying, you wouldn't jump off a bridge just because your friends did it. I don't know how many times my mom said that. and you also shouldn't avoid taking the next steps for your retirement because you're not alone. There may be time to improve your retirement prospects now. You know, in all likelihood, it's going to take some serious and potentially uncomfortable steps. but it's not too late. And today we're going to talk about a June 2018 article that was on Money and CNN.com, which was entitled Three Ways to Recover from a Late Start on Retirement Planning. And it provides three potential routes to catch up from a slow start to retirement.
Okay, so what's the first one they talk about?
Well, Tony, we get to be really blunt on the radio without being bleeped, right?
I guess. That scares me. What are you going to say?
Well, the first way, very bluntly, is start saving you know your what off. And let me be clear about this. To go from saving virtually nothing to saving diligently is going to require some real discipline and some major lifestyle adjustments. But unless you're willing to make a concerted effort to spend less and save more, your chances of being able to live anything close to your current lifestyle after you retire are slim or none, and Slim just left town. So if you want to make that commitment to save, you may still be able to come up with a pretty decent nest egg over the next few years of your career.
Wow. Well, you're starting off this intervention with some hard truths here. Saving our you-know-what off is what we have to do, I guess, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, Tony, procrastination can create some issues in relationships and in your teamwork. And it's especially no joking matter when it comes to your retirement. So let's move on to that second way to recover from a late start for retirement, which is definitely fits into the uncomfortable zone for most of us. And that is to stay longer at your job. I know nobody wants to hear that. And, you know, this may not feel like a win to anybody, but staying longer on the job could potentially increase your monthly Social Security check down the road by delaying that filing for Social Security. And to see, you know, how much your monthly benefit might rise by working longer, you can use the official Social Security Retirement Estimator located at ssa.gov. Very simple tool to use. And as a service to our clients and our prospects, we go into an in-depth Social Security benefits analysis with our clients and prospects, which helps them understand all of this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that sounds great. But how does this Social Security Retirement Income Estimator work? How does that work?
Well, Tony, it calculates the benefit based on estimates of your actual Social Security earnings record. Now, I want everybody to understand, these are simply estimates. The assumption is you're going to continue working until full retirement age, earning the same amount of money that you're earning today. That's the baseline for the estimate. We can't provide you with an actual benefit amount until you apply for benefits. So if you apply early, you're not going to see that number. You're going to be penalized. You're going to have less income to track to it. And your earnings may decrease in the future. They may increase. Your benefit may actually go up. And then after you start receiving benefits, they're going to be adjusted for cost of living increases. Now, that's based on today's law. Who knows what it's going to be in 10, 15, 20 years? What we tell people at our seminars is if you're age 55 and older, you're probably what you see is what you're going to get. If you're younger than that, Congress could do some things along the way because those laws may change. Sure. And by 2034, according to the latest estimates of Social Security Administration, if nothing is done, if nothing changes, the combined trust fund reserves are projected to become depleted. Now, what does that mean? Right now, Social Security Administration takes in about 79 cents on the dollar, the amount needed to pay out the benefits. So we'd be looking at a 21% pay cut, and nobody really wants to see that.
Well, no, and again, here you are with the harsh truth. I mean, 79 cents does not make a dollar.
Well, no, it doesn't, Tony. And another factor is that your benefit amount may be affected by military service, railroad employment, or pensions earned through work on which that you didn't pay Social Security tax. Things like, you know, if you're a school teacher, if you work for your local government, those jobs pay into your state pension plan and not at Social Security tax. So, you know, working with a financial services professional can help you evaluate your estimated results and make a strategy that may include working longer at your current job or finding additional income options if you just can't stay at that current job. And at Outlook Financial Center, we use our Social Security Maximization Report to shed more light on your options when filing for Social Security. You only get one chance to begin your Social Security payments, and the estimator, the Social Security Maximization Report, and your financial services professional can help you make sure that you file at the time that best fits your financial situation.
That sounds good, Lori, and I think this is a good spot to end our first segment. Our time is up for this first portion of the show. Is there anything else, Rob, you'd like to share before we take a quick break here?
Well, I would, Tony, and when people enter into retirement, we're seeing a lot of folks at some companies who have the ability to retire early with pensions. They really don't want to quit working. They just want to go do something different. And so that all factors into the equation. As Lori said, you don't necessarily have to stay on the same job longer, but you may need to find something that has a paycheck, maybe something you enjoy. And if you did everything right, maybe you don't need a full paycheck. So preparing for that retirement does take a lot of work. It can be overwhelming. And quite frankly, Tony, that's why so many people are putting off planning for retirement. They're just going to brain freeze and they don't know what to do. The good news is you don't have to do it alone. So for our radio listeners today, give us a call at 937-552-9990 or visit our website at outlookfc.com and receive our complimentary retirement income toolkit. And as part of this offer, we encourage all of our listeners to schedule a 1-hour, no cost and no obligation consultation to go over the toolkit, answer any questions you have, and see how we could add value to your retirement journey. Now, there's lots of other resources on our website and on our Facebook page at Outlook Financial Center. As always, we want our clients to enjoy smooth sailing and reach the goal we ultimately have for all of our clients, and that is retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired.
All right. Thanks, Rob. And listeners, stay tuned to listen and learn more about retirement procrastination intervention here on Financial Wellness Radio with Lori Gross and Rob Burnett from Outlook Financial Center.
Do you feel like you need help navigating your retirement? Retirement can be scary, but it doesn't have to be. With our Retirement Income Toolkit, you can get the information you need to help secure your retirement. This toolkit provides valuable information on income planning, asset allocation, tax planning, legacy planning, and more. Receive your Retirement Toolkit from Outlook Financial Center by visiting OutlookFC.com or calling us at 937-552-9990.
Welcome back to Financial Wellness Radio. I'm Lori Gross from the Outlook Financial Center, and today we're having a retirement savings procrastination intervention with our CEO, Rob Burnett, and our co-host, Tony Shore. And we're focusing on three ways to recover from a late start on retirement planning. And we've already covered two of those ways, and that was start saving your you-know-what off, as Rob said, and maybe staying on the job a little longer, which I know some people really don't want to hear that one.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there. Some harsh truths, but hopefully the next one is going to be easier to adjust to, Lori.
Well, you know, Tony, some people might find our last way to recover from a late start to retirement savings just a little bit easier because that third way to recover from procrastination is to be flexible and resourceful. Your personal financial situation, you know, how much you've saved already, how many years before retirement and other factors may not allow enough time for you to save or put enough extra years in working to make up for your late start.
Well, and I think you make a great point there, but flexible and resourceful, that's different than working longer at least, right?
Well, it is different, but you need to decide if that really works for you because flexible and resourceful still could include working longer.
Yep.
It's going to take some unique steps to overcome the procrastination. So you're going to likely have to be open to other ways to enhance your retirement strategy. Some of these may include downsizing to a smaller, less expensive home or exploring a reverse mortgage on your home. You could look for part-time work to supplement Social Security and savings. There are plenty of resources out there to find work in retirement.
Well, yeah, it does seem like there is kind of a new quote-unquote gig economy. I've heard it's called that, or a lot of people have what they call a side hustle. Or a paying hobby. And I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon.
Well, you know, you may even be able to find work that matches some of your planned activities in retirement. You know, do you love attending games at your local professional sports team or college team? You know, there's things that you can do working at the stadium, experience the environment as an usher or support staff, you know, and make money at the same time. And so, you know, if you love sitting at museums or parks or love to play golf, there's all things that you can do that go along with those. You know, some of the jobs provide discounted membership or exclusive access to those clubs or parks. There's many different job options available to supplement your retirement income, and some of them you can actually have fun at too.
Yeah. Well, having fun, I like the sound of that. So
don't we all?
So let's recap those three options that are part of our retirement procrastination intervention so far, Lori.
Well, that's a great idea, Tony. So here they are. You know, start saving your you-know-what off. You know, every little bit helps. Stay longer on the job. Maybe find a different job, something that, you know, you can enjoy, and be flexible and resourceful. And now that we've had our procrastination, I can't even say the word. Now that we've had our procrastination intervention, you know, I want to pivot to other challenges that procrastination can introduce to your retirement. If you've been procrastinating, you may have many things that you need to take care of in relation to your retirement. So let's work through a top 10 list from Kiplinger.com entitled Top 10 Retirement Procrastination Problems.
Right. You know, I think that's a great thing. Top 10 lists are good. It makes me feel like I'm on the old David Letterman show. You know what I mean? With Paul Schaefer and David Letterman.
Oh, yeah.
Doing
his top 10s were great.
The top 10 lists. Right, Rob?
Absolutely. But you've got more hair than Paul Schaefer.
Thank God.
Yeah, no kidding. So Tony, we really don't have time to just dive into all 10 problems listed in the article, but we do have time to focus on the ones that I think are most important. And in fact, many of them are covered by our From the Heart Journal. Now, our From the Heart Journal is a tool that we use that allows each client to tell their personal financial story. And once completed, the journal will provide loved ones with critical details about dependent children, insurance policies, important document locations, funeral and burial wishes, what the password to the computer is, where they hid the keys to the lockbox. I mean, all of those things, and there's a lot more. And all those are mentioned on the Kiplinger's list.
Right. And so that, I can't wait. Now, it sounds like it covers a lot from that top 10. What do we have left to talk about then?
Well, we have a few left that I feel really are vitally important, Tony, but I think we might have to talk about them after the break. Aren't we just about out of time for this segment?
Oh, yeah, we should probably take another quick break here. It sounds like it's going to be an in-depth conversation. Do you have anything else you want to add before we do take the break?
Just, Tony, we invite our listeners that they don't have to do this alone. They need to start the planning today if they haven't already started. So give us a call at 937-552-9990 or visit our website at outlookfc.com. and request our complimentary retirement income toolkit. While you're there, schedule a one-hour, no-cost, no-obligation consultation to go over the toolkit, answer any of the questions you have, and see if there's a way we might work together to help you on your retirement journey. There's lots of other resources on our website and our Facebook page. So at the end of the day, Tony, our goal is always the same. We want our clients to ultimately retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired.
All right. That sounds great. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Rob Burnett and Lori Gross here on Financial Wellness Radio.
The ups and downs of the stock market can be exciting, but not if you're near or in retirement. Predictable returns may not be exciting, but your needs tend to change later in life. When you are ready for a relatively more predictable financial plan, call Outlook Financial Center. We focus on crafting effective financial strategies. You can get your adrenaline rush elsewhere. Give our office a call at 937-552-9990 or visit us at outlookfc.com.
And welcome back to our last segment for this episode of Financial Wellness Radio. I am your co-host, Tony Shore, and with me, of course, our amazing hosts, Rob Burnett and Lori Gross of the Outlook Financial Center. Today, Rob and Lori, you've been talking about retirement savings, procrastination, and we're having an intervention here. Some ways you've given us to save for retirement is start saving our you-know-what off, stay on the job longer, be flexible and resourceful. And after our retirement procrastination intervention, you started talking about the top 10 retirement problems or procrastination problems. So you were going to list some more items from that top 10 list.
That's right, Tony. And two of the things that were mentioned in Kiplinger's top 10 were a new attitude about risk and a written financial plan. And personally, I feel those are probably the two most important in the top 10. Let's start with the new attitude about risk. Risk tolerance is integral to financial planning and any financial strategy. It's something that evolves and changes over time. And for many retirees, when they move into their retirement years, they tend to focus on lower risk investments. However, every individual and financial situation is still unique.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's great. So how do we determine what our own personal risk tolerance is, though, then?
Well, here at Outlook Financial Center, we use the Color of Money Risk Analysis tool to determine your risk tolerance score. And this is an easy-to-complete questionnaire. It's 11 questions. There are no wrong answers. It's available at any time in our generational vault, or it can be accessed on our website's homepage, outlookfc.com. And I recommend that my clients regularly take the Color of Money Risk Analysis. It's not one of those take it once and forget it type deals, because things change. So you want to make sure that you keep on top of that. And this risk score then leads to the Color of Money report that's generated for you. And this report's a helpful way for you to categorize your retirement assets depending on your personal needs and your goals. And it categorizes them into red, yellow, and green money.
Well, that's interesting. Rob, tell us more about the different colors of money then.
Well, the colors of money are driven primarily by how you perceive them from a risk viewpoint. Red money doesn't mean it's bad, but it means these are assets with a return that's not guaranteed and may carry varying levels of risk. An example of red money wouldn't be stocks, hedge funds, mutual funds, bonds, variable annuities, or offshore investments. Now, yellow money is really red money assets that are professionally and actively managed. Active management is designed to capture the market upside, but trying to avoid large market downturns. And that's what most financial professionals try to do, keep you from hitting the big pit. Now, green money, these are assets designed to have principal protection and may provide a more stable asset option. Examples of green money would include government bonds, CDs, savings, life insurance with cash value, money markets, and cash. Now, if you look at that list, they all have one thing in common. They are backed by a guarantee from someone. It may be a Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. It may be the federal government. It may be the claims paying capability of an insurance company. They've all got a guarantee. So I'm sure you can see how valuable that information is going to be. And it really allows us to work with our clients to make sure their investments are in the correct places for their risk tolerances. We don't want to keep them awake at night worrying about their investments.
Yeah, you don't. You want the sleep well at night plan, the swan plan, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think this is a valuable tool. I remember you guys mentioned another valuable item from that Kiplinger's top 10. What was that?
Well, the other item that stood out to me was the importance of having a written financial plan. It's important to have a plan, but until you put pen to paper, that plan can be nebulous and ever-changing. A written plan is much more concrete. We just talked about the Color Money Risk Analysis, which is one part of what we call the strategy assessment in our generational vault.
Yeah, and the generational vault, I'm glad you brought that up. That's huge. I love using that. But what else is a part of that strategy assessment that you mentioned?
Well, the strategy assessment includes four different parts. The risk analysis segment, or it's the COMRA, the Color Money Risk Analysis, which helps to determine your risk tolerance. And then there's a household analysis, which generates an important people report. The income and Social Security analysis involves discovering the incomes that you need for the future. And then the retirement analysis, which is designed to address the needs of your retirement. And with these four parts of the strategy assessment complete, you have the beginnings of a written financial plan and strategy in place. And at Outlook Financial Center, we then work with you to examine products, services, and options that fit your financial situation to help prepare you for retirement.
Well, Lori, I think that's great. And obviously, we all want to be as prepared for retirement as possible. I know this is something my wife and I constantly talk about. Rob, we got a couple of minutes left here. Is there anything you want to add?
Well, Tony, one of the things we have when clients sit down with us for the first time, once we get into that findings meeting part of our process, we always ask them the question, do they have a retirement income plan? And the answer to that is typically they look at us like we're crazy. We have three heads. And what I tell them is, what you probably have are the components of a plan, much like we walk through the strategy assessment, but no one's taken the time to integrate it, to put it together, to show you how your money is going to flow in retirement. What happens when you retire? What happens when your spouse retires? You start taking Social Security. You start receiving a pension. Did I have to convert other assets to generate income? What happens when one of us passes away? All those things go into what we would call a good retirement income plan. So once again, when you look at that plan, we run it out at least 30 years for our clients. It gives them a peace of mind knowing, you know what? We're not going to run out of money in retirement. We're going to be able to live the lifestyle we've got in front of us, and we're good with that.
We're almost out of time for today's show. Is there anything else you want to add, Rob, before we have to go today?
I do, Tony. And the premise when people come and meet with us for the first time, we always tell them right up front in that very first meeting while we're still gathering data, we have no idea what the answer looks like until we do the work and get to know you. We don't have the magic bullet in the bottom left-hand desk drawer. So I want people to know that that's part of us being a fiduciary. We keep everything in the client's best interest. Not only is that the way we want to operate, but we're actually required by law in the way we're registered and the way we do business. So when you come in and see us, you're going to get the honest, straight answer. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, it's still the honest, straight answer. So we hope that our intervention against procrastination today was helpful. Our message is, you learned something today. That's awesome. Now go do something with it. Take some action. If you don't do anything with it, then you're no better off and you're still procrastinating. And Tony, we're going to get after you if you keep doing that. So for our listeners today, give us a call at 937-552-9990 or visit our website at outlookfc.com to receive our complimentary retirement income toolkit. That toolkit's going to give you a lot of great information. We'll go sit down and go over it with you in a 1 hour, no cost, no obligation consultation. Schedule that while you're calling in or on the website as well. And we'll see if there's a way that we might be able to work together to get you the retirement of your dreams and put you on the journey and the path to your journey that you really need to be on. Because at the end of the day, we want all of our clients to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired.
All right. Thanks, Rob. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financial Wellness Radio with our hosts, Rob Burnett and Lori Gross of Outlook Financial Center. Thank you for listening to Financial Wellness Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Rob Burnett or Lori Gross at Outlook Financial Center. Call 937-552-9990 or visit their website at outlookfc.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Wellness Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Outlook Financial Center, LLC. Wellness Investment Advisors, LLC, and Outlook Financial Center, LLC are affiliated companies. Rob Burnett and Outlook Financial Center are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.